447, let's talk about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. There's five locations, one in St. Albans, one in Enosburg, one in Middlesex, one in Derby, and one at Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. You can find everything you need for that next building or remodeling project. And joining us now is our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, happy holiday Monday to you.
Greetings and salutations on this MLK Day, and it looks like we are living in a snow globe, so it is a fitting day.
Yeah, a fitting day. It looks beautiful outside. Roads are less beautiful. What do you guys got going on at the shop here this week?
Well, it's probably not going to surprise anybody, but we've been selling a lot of stovepipe and heat tapes, things to help people thaw out any frozen water lines or slow water lines that they have. We've got a great selection in all of our locations for like electric space heaters. Obviously use those with care, keep them spaced away from things. Like 5 feet away is the rule of thumb that I like to use from anything that's close or combustible. But they do have their place as far as keeping pipes and things like that from freezing. So yeah, a lot of stuff like that. Like I said, stovepipe, we have caps, brushes, you know, to clean your chimney, and always fire extinguishers to keep close at hand. Also lots of fire starting logs, some of those things, and some fat wood, so it's easy if you don't have kindling to get that nice winter fire going.
This is a dumb question. This is such a Flatlander question, but what percentage of homes of people you deal with have to go through all that stuff? I just hit the heat on, and then we're good.
Honestly, I would say probably, if I had to guess, I'd say 30 or 40% of our clientele probably rely on wood heat one way or another, whether
wow.
it's pellets or regular wood, or they may have an indoor wood boiler or even an outdoor wood boiler, but we do have a lot of diehard wood stove people that come in. So the old adage is, you know, it heats you up a couple times. When you split it, you're warm. When you stack it, you're warm. When you bring it in, you're warm. And then when you burn it, you finally get the actual warmth.
Well, good for those people. That is so far out of my element that I don't even belong in the room with you when you're having those conversations. But Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, what else you guys got going on? I understand, I believe you got a bunch of things in that maybe you hadn't had for a while.
Yep, slowly but surely we're getting a lot of the Milwaukee Packout stuff back in. It's an organizational system that they came up with that's really great. All the different size toolboxes and profiles all stacked together. You can actually stack it on the base unit, which is a two-wheel dolly, so you can wheel all your tools in and out. There's organizers, there's tray organizers, there's different size toolboxes. It's a really, really cool system. Swing in and check it out, and it makes finding things way easier than digging through a toolbox for that one tool that you know is in there somewhere.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, appreciate you as always, and we will talk to you guys again next week.
All right, everybody, travel safely.
All right, that's Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, and online at sticksandstuff.com. On social media, it's Sticks and Stuff VT. Look for him on Facebook there, Sticks and Stuff VT.